5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA. We're going to be talking about direct mail today. Stay tuned. And we're going to start with the postal increase. Don't let direct mail eat your budget. All right. From Summer Gould, my friend. Okay. And I love the shark. My goodness. Okay, so I'm actually in the process of creating mailings. I haven't done that in a while, let's just say. And I'm diving deep into postal costs and flats versus letters versus 3x5 or 6.5x9.5, EDDM versus addressed. All of these issues, and there's different paper costs, different trim sizes, and I have to admit, it's complicated, right? So, this article will be up on WDMA.org. If you're a subscriber, you can get the show notes every day, and it gives you a bit of an idea of how complicated it could be, right? And I really have to admit that I'm not equipped for this, and they change all the time anyway. I one of my very first big projects, a big catalog that we printed, I don't know, 250,000 or 500,000 pieces down at Donley's Lakeshore plant. You know, they told me, come around the corner, as you turn, honk your horn loud, and don't stop when the attendant raises the gate. It was on the near south side of Chicago, and apparently it was a rough neighborhood. I remember going in there at about 2 in the morning and taking the elevator up, and these arches and marble floors, and in the press room, actually, there was oak logs, about 8 inches or 12 inches long, that were vertical because the presses made such pounding noises. And because it was a relatively short run of, I think it was 500,000 pieces, the folks at Donley, it wasn't big enough for them at the time. It really wasn't a big job. And, I might have done better. I learned from that to go with a printer that, you know, it's a big job, but not an insurmountably big job. You know, fit the printer to the job, essentially. But nobody made a mock-up of the catalog, and it was 56 pages, and it just was over the maximum weight threshold, or the maximum minimum, or whatever you call it. And so it cost an extra few thousand dollars once it got to the USPS. So at that point, I learned that I was not a postal expert, and also to make a mock-up and try to get the printer to figure out what the postage was going to be. Okay, so we've got weight, thickness, maximum weights, minimum weights, all sorts of things, letters versus flats. Postcards, I think, go in as a flat. If it's an EDDM, I think it can go as a letter. If it's not, Summer mentioned 6x9, but I found out the other day that 6x9 is not legal as EDDM. It has to be 6.125. I don't know why, so I keep calling it 6x9, but if they trim it to 6x9, you don't get the bleed, and, you know, here's the answer. Contact us today, okay, and this will be still clickable when you get it up there on WDMA.org. So have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.